as usual.
Your new beaks on that one up.
Obviously disappointed with the result, but no, in terms of the performance for what, 70 minutes. I felt first half we were in total control, playing some great football, with a far better team. Missed the penalty, obviously, but it didn't deter us in any shape or form. Got over good, played some good football in the first 15, 20 minutes of the second half, got over goal, and then it spooked us a little bit. I think that we sat, once we got over goal, we sat off it a little bit. That may be down to Kilmarnock in terms of it, maybe a game they may lift, but we need to be better than that. We need to manage the game and look after it a little bit more and do the things that we were doing in the first half. It puts us on the front foot. So, really disappointed then. Disappointed with the goals, but it's no matter what kind of goal it scored against you, there's always a disappointment that comes with it. So, we've done enough to get someone out of the game, if no, win the game, but you always have to give your opponent credit as well. You know, that last 30 minutes with the second half, or 20 minutes, it was all Kilmarnock. So we need to stand up to that and manage it a little bit better. Is that a good assessment?
That was decent enough.
No bad at this, eh?
Through everything for his first start of the day.
Oh, brilliant. Love him a bit. He got done a wee bit for the first goal. He come out too early, and I think it was the boy nipped it round him. These things happen. It's part and parcel of football. I say that. Football's got a habit of, doesn't always go your way. But I think I've got a real good bunch of boys in there in terms of, and I think you can see that we're in a false position as far as I'm concerned, but it's football, doesn't owe you nothing. Anything that you get out of football, you have to go and graft and get it. And we're talking about Big Effie, he'll bring that experience. I can see it, he'll bring that experience. He's a good organiser, and I really enjoy working with him.
Just before and just after half time or something, annoyed you in that
first half? Well, what a way to ask a question, you just ask it. No, annoyed me.
Was it the second penalty
thing? Eh?
Was there a second penalty claim?
No, nothing annoyed me.
That's 11 games left, John, and two of them are against Kilmarnock, so it's going to be important to manage.
Yep, they're a good side, you can see that. They've got their ambition to go, and they'll be there or thereabouts coming the end of the season. And it was a good win for them. I fancy our chances today, and I fancy my chances against any other team that we play against. I really got a great belief and trust in my boys. So I'm honest enough to say football doesn't always go your way. You have to earn it. I've already said that. We need to take it, use the heart, roll our sleeves up and go again.
You brought on Rhys Colt today.
Well, that was forced. Yeah. We had a wee COVID close contact with Dan Pybus, so Dan had to step aside. Coley's been champing at the bit. He's been there. He's got himself in good shape. He's a lovely footballer, Coley, and we just need to see more energy, enthusiasm every day in training. And if he does that, technically and football-wise, it's not in question. Doing it every day, day in, day out, to be the best that you can be. If you can do that, then you'll be in my starting 11.
Was a muscle strain or something?
I got a wee nick on the calf, which was unfortunate because, as I say, he's got plenty of talent. And it might have just knocked us a little bit, you know, just making the substitutions. That's what I'm saying. I answered that question last week. Substitutions, sometimes they go for you, sometimes they go against you, sometimes they knock your rhythm. Part and parcel of football.
And get
her on,
get yourself up at
the
table.
Oh, you have to. What I'm working with, as I say, I'm under no illusions how difficult it's going to be. Everybody in this league's capable of beating each other. Under no illusions whatsoever. We need to just stick together and hopefully get back to winning ways against Partick. That's not an easy game. But if we keep doing it right and do what we've done and keep our foot on the pedal for full 90 minutes, then, you know, every team we play against will know they've been in a game. All right.